This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is Free Talk Live. You can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And coming up, Chris, you've got an absolutely ridiculous story about some of the odd ways that people could wind up losing their citizenship. Now, this unfortunately does not apply to people that were born in the United States, because I would love to lose my citizenship.
I'm sure it could be arranged.
You know, saying, I weigh 205 pounds.
Wait, why? You lose your citizenship, pounds. Why?
Oh, we'll get into
we'll
it.
We'll get into it.
But
we'll,
it's safe to say that your citizenship, regardless of what the government may say, may not be guaranteed.
Well, you want to hear a funny, kind of off-topic but on-topic subject. I went and got my New Hampshire driver's license today.
Did you lie about your weight?
No, but I'm not part of the Real ID Act because I didn't have all the documentation there. So apparently, October 20th.
New Hampshire
20th,
is an opt-in state anyway.
No, I know that, but I'm saying that because of that, for those listening that don't know, it means that because New Hampshire, you can either opt in or opt out when you do your license to be part of the Real ID Act, which is like the government, the federal government.
Getting a driver's license, you're dealing with the government.
No,
right.
I mean the federal government wants states to participate in this. So because I'm not, even though I have my passport, but with my New Hampshire driver's license, I will not be able to enter a federal building or fly domestically because the TSA.
Actually, hold on. That's not entirely.
Not until October 20th or something of 2020.
They're saying that it's going to be implemented in part in 2018 and fully by 2020, but they've been saying the same thing for the last decade.
Right.
And it keeps getting delayed and getting delayed and getting delayed.
Do you think they're not going to do it?
I think eventually they'll, I hope there's so much uproar that they just let it go. My question is, though, on the passport, you can't fly domestically with a passport?
You can use a passport.
Yeah, you can.
You're right.
I already have a passport.
Right. If you don't have a Real ID compliant state-issued ID,
right,
then they're saying you need something issued by the feds that is compliant.
Yeah.
And a passport is one of those compliant documents.
I just wanted to be clear on that if you have a passport, you're good.
Right. And we'll get into all of this later when we discuss the citizenship. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. But the reason I mentioned by teasing the citizenship is that government agents will just, you know, do whatever they want when you use words in either a way they don't like. So, you know, the instance given in the headline here is lying about your weight. Or let's go to Oregon, where a man told the truth and is now facing a $500 fine.
For perjury? That would just make it even better. But
no,
that's okay.
Not for perjury. I'll tell you. The story comes from Motherboard, and it began 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. The story published 2 days ago. An electronics engineer says he found a flaw in traffic lights. The Oregon Engineering Board fined him for it.
Well, how dare he?
In September 2014, Matt Jarlstrom, an electronics engineer living in Beaverton, Oregon. Chris, that's where you're from, correct?
No, I am not from Beaverton.
It's either Eugene, Portland,
and that's
or
all
Beaverton.
Anybody knows. I live in the other 80% of the state that is flat and dry. But my brothers live not far from Beaverton, and I've been to Beaverton many times.
So Matt sent an email to the state's engineering board. The email claimed that yellow traffic lights don't last long enough, which, quote, puts the public at risk. He says, I would like to present the facts for review and comment. This email resulted not with a meeting but with a threat. The Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying responded with this dystopian message. ORS 672.020, subsection 1, prohibits the practice of engineering in Oregon without registration.
At a minimum, no.
Your use of the title electronics engineer and the statement, I am an engineer, create violations. In January of this year, Jarlstrom was officially fined $500 by the state for the crime of practicing engineering without being registered.
How did he practice it? Because he said it?
He said, and
the internet, he wrote it.
That they have an excerpt from one of the letters that Jarlstrom sent to the Oregon Engineering Board, so I can tell you exactly what he said. He says, the allegations are that you then continue to use, or rather this is from the board to Jarlstrom.
Right.
You then continue to use the term engineer in your communications with the board staff, and of more concern are the documents you provided that indicate you may be engaging in unlicensed engineering work in Oregon. As a result of your emails, the board's law enforcement committee directed on February 12, 2015, that an investigation be opened against you and separate and distinct from any investigation or potential enforcement action that may be taken against the transportation engineers who were the subject of your initial inquiry.
I love it.
So this all started not in 2014, but in 2013 when his wife was caught running a red light by one of the cameras near his home. Jarlstrom spent a year looking into the timing of yellow lights and the red light camera statistics and learned that cameras were catching people who were running yellow lights. The original paper that determined yellow light timing, written in 1959, is too simplistic for the modern world, he says, and yet the original calculation in them are still being used. And then they have another excerpt from a letter that Mr. Jarlstrom received. After reviewing the information received, the law enforcement committee determined that the allegations warranted a civil penalty of $500. Your payment was received in full. He paid the fine.
Unreal.
He paid the fine.
Mr. Jarlstrom, shame on you.
The payment was received in full on November 22, 2016, and the board considers this matter settled. At the January 10, 2017 meeting, the board voted to approve the enclosed final order. This matter is now resolved. The article from Vice continues, and we'll get back into it, but your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-450. Free. That's 855-450-3733. Jarlstrom told reporters with Vice, they only looked at a vehicle traveling safely directly through an intersection. However, the equation they developed is not used, or rather, it's not used for turning lanes.
Stop. Because this is just driving me nuts. Okay, first of all,
driving.
Practicing with practicing engineer, because he used the word engineer, is just insane. I can tell you from working for decades in IT.
He said, I'm an engineer.
Right.
And he used some science-y stuff where he said, hey, look, your equations are off.
Hey,
here's some charts.
Forget all that. Forget all of everything.
Therefore, but practicing engineering.
The IT world, in the decades that I've worked in it, is filled with engineers. Engineers are sometimes network engineers, which means they work on routers and things like that. It's filled with systems engineers who maybe
register with the government.
Sort of server-side type of stuff. That's one kind of systems engineer. There's software engineers. And in almost, I would say, 90% of these cases or greater, the person does not have an engineering. That's not even fair. I'm not even going to venture a guess as to how many people have a particular degree in something.
Well, see, they're saying that he didn't have a degree.
I know that.
You did not register with the state to be able to use the word engineer.
I know that. But I would routinely advertise positions for systems engineer, security engineer, or assist. You know, it's just one of those things that's used. And And Oregon is a huge IT. It's got Intel. It's got all kinds of great big companies. This is insane.
Of course it's insane. That's why we're talking about it. And your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chaps free.
New improved Liquor Chaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about red light cameras. Or rather, we're getting there.
That's a very small part of this whole story.
Right.
Is Sarah from Albuquerque calling?
No. No, she's not.
We should have held this story for Sarah. Come on, Daryl.
I thought about it, but there's just, you know, there's so much to dive into with this story to where the guy in Beaverton, Oregon, Mats Jarlstrom, or Chris keeps saying it's Jarlstrom, even though it's got a J. He wound up sending a email to some state board in Oregon saying, hey, I found a flaw in your traffic lights, and here's some charts and graphs to show you that the calculations are wrong. Please take a look. By the way, I'm an engineer. He winds up getting emails saying, you have said you're an engineer, but we don't have you on file in the state as being a certified engineer, so therefore you're practicing engineering without a license.
And to be clear, it doesn't really explain in this story exactly what the order of things is, but they didn't mention that he got anything back from the state about what he actually complained about. It seems like, at least going by this story, that the first reaction they had was, we don't have a record of you being a licensed engineer, therefore you're in violation of the law. Not even addressing the camera or the red light issue, the yellow light issue.
And the article from Vice, and I will post the link on the Facebook and the Twitter, they have a lot of documents posted in the article here. So you can actually go through and read the correspondence as it happened instead of just reading the recap of what happened. Again, from Motherboard. We'll get back into this in just a moment, but we do have a Skype call. Carson calling in. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wondering, we should warn the people about God. God is coming.
Okay. Can you give us specifics? When? Where?
Is it on Taco Tuesday?
Yes, yes. It doesn't make the whole world like apocalypse coming. So I want to know, because September is the day of death our Lord didn't give us. Like 26, he's coming down from heaven and to earth, and this is in the last Trump.
So it's interesting. Oftentimes, like calls of the apocalypse or the sort of the reckoning seem to occur in September, and I'm not sure why that is.
Like, when September ends, it's like Green Day song.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's a Green Day thing.
Yes, on the 23rd, it does make sense. It's coming in next very soon.
Well, thank you for the heads up.
Yeah. So, what do you expect us to do with this knowledge now? Is there a way that we can delay this from happening? Do you want us to try speeding this up?
Just do it.
Mark it on the calendar?
Yeah.
Be ready for it.
All right. And if on September 27th the apocalypse has not happened, then what?
Well, be thankful.
Well, I heard Scott is telling me what the nation signs, and say you'll be guardian of the 12 stars. It means the sun is at her, the moon is at her feet, probably only 22 months.
Gotcha. All right, Carson, thank you for the call.
Yeah,
thank you.
Your calls and thoughts.
God bless.
Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Getting back to the article about engineer.
Camera. Okay.
Who was
so it's really not about red light cameras, then. It's more about the engineer.
It's about the use of the phrase engineer.
It's right. So it's about all of these things.
An engineer.
Right. I love it.
Well, is he wearing like the little striped hat? Impersonating an engineer, but well, he actually is an engineer.
They're alleging that he is.
He's just not registered in Oregon to be an engineer.
Jesus. All right.
So Yarstrom told reporters with Vice they only looked at a vehicle traveling safely directly through an intersection. This is what prompted his thing of, hey, your calculations on yellow lights are completely off. They only looked at cars going straight through an intersection. He says they don't even use the calculation for vehicles that are turning. When you make a turn, you slow down, but that's not accounted for in their solution, so people are getting caught running a red light for making a safe turn. Understandably, he wanted to get feedback on his finding. Also, he reached out to the engineering board, his local sheriff, and 60 Minutes. He was even invited to talk about his research in front of the Institute for Transportation Engineers in Anaheim, California. He also spoke to Alexei Maradudin, the last surviving author of the 1959 paper that he cited. Yarlstrom said, he wants me to continue this. It's amazing that I have his support. To be clear, he's doing all of this work in his free time for free and does not have control over any of the red lights in Oregon or anywhere else in the world. In 2014, he sued the city of Beaverton over the length of its yellow light length, but that case was quickly thrown out because a judge said he lacked standing to challenge it because, quote, for purposes of standing, plaintiff must allege that the short yellow light intervals created a credible threat of imminent injury to him. He says, I'm not practicing engineering. I'm just using basic math and physics, Newtonian laws of motion, to make calculations and talk about what I found.
I just hear that in Ronald Reagan's voice. Well, there you go again.
And yes,
it drives me nuts. All right.
The engineering board in Oregon said he should not be free to publish or present his ideas. And Yarlstrom and the Institute for Justice sued the engineering board in federal court for violating his First Amendment rights. So not only are they saying you owe us $500 for writing in an email that you're an engineer and we don't have any documents saying you're an engineer, they're saying that he now should not be allowed to even talk about his research because they don't recognize him as an engineer.
I mean, is this kind of like covering their butt, though, because now everybody that's ever gotten a ticket making that turn is almost like not justified in doing so?
You are looking for logic in the state. This may not be possible.
Let's get back to this and your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Beam Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, issues, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about the Oregon man fined for using the word engineer in an email. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can actually wind up saving money on purchases that you were going to make anyway.
Do I have to be an engineer?
You do not have to be an engineer.
Oh, that's cool.
But you can be if you want to. You can call yourself an engineer. You can
not,
you know,
in the,
like,
state of Oregon.
Rework the job title of almost anything you do to use the word engineer in there somewhere.
But not in the state of Oregon.
But
they'll fine you.
They very well might fine you for doing so in Oregon. But right.
So back to how do I save money?
If you go to saveatpurse.com, you can save 5% instantly on things that you want to buy from Amazon. You can, if you want to wait a couple of hours or a couple of days, you can save 10, 15, 25% or more, again, on things you were going to buy anyway. Or maybe it's something that you're only buying because you get a discount.
Mm-hmm.
We're not judging, you know, like, you know, do whatever you want. But the way you wind up saving is you have to use Bitcoin or another cryptocurrency.
I like to think of it as you get to use Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is not a million places out there you can use it, like credit cards.
Correct. Saveatpurse.com. So what you do is, if you're not doing the 5% instant buy, you need to have an Amazon account. You put things into an Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com. And then you select what discount you want, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin, somebody then winds up making the purchase. You receive the items. I actually had some health food come in earlier today. Got 3 pounds of bee pollen granules, and those will be going in my smoothies. I saved, I believe it was 25%. And so the guy sent me an email. Hey, the item was delivered. I said, all right, I'll head down to my mailbox shortly. Went down, picked up the items, came back and clicked items received. He got the Bitcoin. I got the product. Everybody wound up being happy because we used saveatpurse.com. Back to the article from Motherboard. And now this is just, you know, like adding completely new layers here. The guy, Matt Jarlstrom, back in 2014, sent an email to some, you know, people that make decisions in Oregon on red lights and lengths of yellow light saying, hey, I'm an engineer. Your calculations are flawed. And they responded basically of, so you say you're an engineer, and we checked our records, and we don't have any record of you being an engineer, so therefore you're practicing engineering without a license. Give us $500.
You know what this reminds me of, though? It reminds me of that bill that was just in the New Hampshire House about the hair breeding.
Right.
Where you have to have a license, right? Like, same exact thing, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Just if you replace every time they say engineer with hair braider. It was the exact same thing. Like, you're not a licensed hair braider, so you have no reason to say my braids aren't done right, so we're going to fine you $500 for telling us how to braid hair.
Right. And the ridiculous thing with the hair braiding is that the cosmetology schools and the barber schools don't teach hair braiding.
Right.
But the state was saying you had to have one of those two to be able to braid hair.
You had to be licensed to braid hair.
What is silly about this entire freaking conversation, which includes hair braiding and red lights and engineers.
The government saying you need a license.
No, it's exactly. It's about occupational licensing. And this should strike everybody who's listening when the state can come down and say you can't braid hair and without us giving you permission. And that's a valid way to make a living. It's
right.
Saying before you can earn money doing something you want to do, something you like to do, something you may be good at, we have to give you permission. And sometimes it's not, well, we have to give you permission and you have to pay us a lot of money. And we're going to require you to go to all this training and we are going to make the cost of entry into this field so ridiculously high that you will have no choice but to what? Stay on welfare.
What people don't understand, too, is that all the training that goes into this stuff is done so by the professionals in the industry anyway. It has nothing to do with government. So the idea that government creating mandating licenses somehow makes us safer, it doesn't at all.
No.
You know what I mean? It limits the amount of people that can actually do it.
Right. And,
you know,
and in many of these fields, you'll find that the biggest proponents of occupational licensing are the trade organizations made up of people who already have a job and may already possess a monopoly in a particular area.
And person that runs the cosmetology school in the state.
Right. For example, when we're talking about that. So, all this stuff, you look at, all these different cities that have banned Uber and sometimes countries, and who's the biggest opponent? It's the taxi cabs, taxi cab companies, taxi cab unions.
Right, and part of this is some people that are, more liberty-oriented would call it slave-on-slave violence. I heard another example to where it's crab bucket syndrome, to where, and it sounds really weird.
I'm listening,
Daryl. It sounds
really
weird.
You got my attention.
But if you have a crab, just one, in a bucket.
Right.
The crab will climb out of the bucket, no problem. If you have a bunch of crabs in a bucket, and one of the crabs tries to leave, all of the other crabs pull the one that's trying to leave back into the bucket.
Right. Or they try to climb over him to get back out themselves. It's insane.
No, they will drag him back into the bucket.
Interesting.
And the cycle, it might be another crab that's like, you're not getting out, I'm getting out. But the cycle just continues. So
interesting.
I think crab bucket syndrome is a really good name.
It's a good one.
And that's what you have here, to where you've got one group of people, taxi driver. Well, we're being regulated, and you do something that looks kind of like what we do, so therefore you should be regulated too.
Well, the other thing, kids, is sometimes we can't always come up with an example of crony capitalism. Crony capitalism is one of those phrases that people toss out all the time, like, what's wrong with this country is money and politics and crony capitalism. Well, crony capitalism, crony capitalism is when a group of people get together, lobby the government for things that are in their favor, and in this case, we're talking about occupational licensing.
Right. Right. So if you could, you know, very easily keep out competition.
Right. You make all the money and they don't make anything, and money flows to government in the form of campaign donations and flat out bribes and sweet deals and all this stuff, and this is what you get. People should have it. It is their inalienable right, their natural right, to be able to earn a living.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's
to benefit from the fruits of your own labor?
Well, you gotta look at the negative consequences of some of this stuff, right? Like, just with doctors, there's only so many licenses that they even give out. So it's not even an issue of just you need to get a license. It's sometimes it's an issue of there's only so many that they allowed to be given
and
out.
And if you want to,
when you limit the number of doctors that can be here, that's going to drive up prices, which is going to cut people off from necessary, you know, procedures and surgeries, and it's eventually going to cost lives.
And if there's somebody that, you know, is a licensed doctor and says, I want to build a hospital to serve this underserved area, they have to get what's called a certificate of need, to where all of the other hospitals get to vote and decide, do we really need another hospital?
Do we need some more competition? I say no. It's insanity. And in the case of medicine, it's a perfect example, too, because you have the American Medical Association, which people still look at with reverence and go, oh, what wonderful work they do. No, they don't.
Entity.
It's a private entity, number one. Number two, it is the definition of crony capitalism. They not only regulate the number of doctors, they send millions and millions of dollars to Washington to
and
get things the way they want.
And politicians to not let people wind up being recognized as doctors that don't go through the AMA.
And keep more medical schools from opening.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Started the show talking about the Oregon man, Matt Jarlstrom, who wind up getting fined $500 for the dastardly crime of writing in an email to some state agents, "I'm an engineer." And it wasn't just that. The engineering board in Oregon said that Mr. Jarlstrom should not be able to publish or present his ideas. So he called up the Institute for Justice, and they sued the engineering board in federal court earlier this week for violating his First Amendment rights. Sam Gedge, an attorney for the Institute for Justice, said Matz has a clear First Amendment right to talk about anything from taxes to traffic lights. It's an instance of a licensing board trying to suppress speech. Jarlstrom, for his part, said he'd never expected anything like this to happen when he moved to the United States from Sweden 20 years ago. Quote, "When I first got the letter, it was this feeling of being violated and shocked that someone can be treated like this in the USA for sharing ideas. I've done this freely, self-funded, as a civil service. I want to show these ideas to the public, and I'm getting suppressed. It's been a civil rights violation since day one." And again, the post from Motherboard that I will be posting the link to on the Facebook and the Twitter does include the correspondence that Jarlstrom has had with the various government boards there in Oregon. Let's go to the phones. We've got Andrew calling in from Wichita, Kansas. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I would like a change of subject of the war with North Korea that
go ahead.
Keep hearing about on the news.
Go ahead, okay, you're on the air.
Yes, one of my complaints of the United States war of terror on North Korea is that the GDP per capita of North Korea is $583. That's what a person in North Korea makes per year. And we're going to drop bombs on those unfortunate people.
I'm not going to be dropping any bombs, and hopefully, Andrew, you're not going to be doing it either.
Yes, of course. Our United States government will be, and their gross domestic product is $12.3 billion. I have an idea that if we would take $12.3 billion, which would be more cheaper than, or would cost less than our war with them,
mm-hmm.
and drop goods and services to them, we would actually be greeted as liberators, just like we were in Iraq, JK, just JK.
Right. Yeah, but $12 billion worth of food dropped to starving North Korea.
Yeah, that's not going to benefit like companies like Boeing and stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
well, Boeing could, you know, build the airplane that drops the food. They could wind up, you know, building a little crate to hold the food.
This food brought to you by Boeing.
Yeah, but we all know it's people pulling strings, you know? It doesn't matter what the logical thing is. It's who's pulling the strings and where do they want the money to go.
I also don't really think that the U.S. government is going to start dropping bombs on North Korea.
I mean,
it's been one of those sort of Trump cards.
I don't know.
Will,
he just dropped that MOAB, what they call it, mother of all bombs or whatever,
in Afghanistan on a series of tunnels that the U.S. government funded back in the 1980s.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller. Missed that.
Was that $50 million that we dropped on them in a form of a bomb?
It was like $50 million that we spent just doing the drone strikes in Syria on that airbase. That's not even including that bomb in Afghanistan.
I did see a price tag on that thing. It seems to me like it was somewhere around $20 million, but you're not counting in all the time.
That's money that could have gone to making America great again.
It did make America great again in Washington's eyes because we dropped a bomb on some tunnels. That made America great again.
Were built with U.S. funds in the 1980s.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. And that's the little tidbit that keeps getting left out of this is, hey, guys, we destroyed some tunnels that we built 30 years ago. Aren't you glad we were here with that mother of all bombs to destroy those tunnels that we built?
Didn't it kill 36 people? Couldn't we have took that money and dropped
dropping the bomb would have saved any money because they had already built the bomb?
Well, no. There was also the cost of transporting said bomb, the fuel to drop it, and stuff like that. I remember seeing the number, but somebody did the math, and I think this is when they said they killed 37 people. Maybe I'm thinking of the Syrian bombing instead. One of them, it was $444,000 per dead enemy. That was the price tag.
That's just perfect. Okay.
Yeah, so I've actually pulled up. Go ahead, Andrew.
I would prefer that we drop supplies to them, food and tools, and we will actually be greeted as liberators.
I don't know if
bombs steal anything.
I don't know if dropping food and supplies in North Korea would actually cause the North Koreans to greet us as liberators, just because the Kim family for so long has said that, the United States is, this great evil entity. So the people could be convinced this food came from the United States. It's poisoned. They're trying to kill us all. And then they probably would not eat any of the food.
I'm kind of curious.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm kind of curious to know, what the drug laws are over there in North Korea. Because you guys
think
of,
I don't know
dropping food made me think
either.
Of dropping, Cheetos and munchies and stuff like that.
I suspect it's tyrannical.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. There's some countries like that.
Let's drop things that they can use. Let's drop hammers. Let's drop bulldozers. Let's drop whatever they can use.
Or how about let's just lift the embargo and allow something akin to free market. Not that the North Koreans would welcome a free trade system if we lifted the embargo. Andrew, thank you for the call.
Well, the North Koreans may very well welcome a free trade and open trade. The problem is government. Their government certainly has no interest in doing that.
Right, and that's what I That's what I meant there.
But I think it's an important distinction. You know, oftentimes people feel one way. People see the benefits of free markets and see the benefits of free trade. But government, because they're being pushed in one direction or another by powerful corporations or powerful industries, will push trade the other direction. We're definitely seeing that now.
So Business Insider, since there was a question about the cost of that Moab, the mother of all bombs, officially called the massive ordnance air blast bomb, Business Insider says it does not cost $314 million or even $16 million, but $170,000, according to the U.S. Air Force.
So do you guys understand how a fuel air bomb works? Because this, I think it's kind of interesting, and it demonstrates what humans are capable of coming up with. A fuel air bomb, you can almost think of it as a giant aerosol can.
Okay.
So you fill it up with liquid, and it's going to be something petroleum-based like gasoline. Ow. Heather keeps kicking me.
God, no, I do not.
So it's like an aerosol can. It comes down, and then it starts to spray a very fine mist of whatever explosive liquid it has into it. So it creates this huge ball. Say it's, 200 yards in diameter of nothing but, like, misted gasoline vapor, and then it ignites it. So that is why they are so devastating, and that's why people say it looked like a nuke went off, because it is the same idea. It's an airburst, just like most nuclear weapons have been, certainly when
right.
we've been
so
used
it,
in warfare.
Right, so it blows up before it hits the ground.
Right. It doesn't, like, go in tunnel. It blows, it explodes above the ground, and it creates a massive pressure wave, and that's what does the damage.
Right, and that's one of the things that I'd heard that basically said it made no sense to use this targeting a system of tunnels because it explodes above the ground and
right.
doesn't really penetrate the
but
ground.
If the tunnels were shallow, I mean, that much pressure on top of them, it would collapse them all over the place. I kind of get that. If you were talking about something really, really deep underground, then the government would want to use a bunker buster, something that penetrates very deeply into the ground and then explodes.
And Business Insider says the $170,000 figure makes sense considering that a general-purpose 1,000-pound bomb cost about $12,000. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.